Here's one mother's experience using Stay Listening with her four-month-old daughter, and older than that, too. Your baby and your circumstances will certainly be different, but you may be able to take her experience as an example of how you might help your baby to relax more, sleep better, and enjoy his life more fully. So, Angela, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your daughter and what was going on before you started Stay Listening.
Well, my daughter, Leah, was very much like the sensitive baby that you describe. She cried a lot, really from the time that she was born, and needed to be in physical contact with me, in particular, pretty much 24 hours a day. And she was unable to sleep for any length of time if she wasn't in contact with me. She could sleep, you know, initially for maybe 15 or 20 minutes and occasionally a longer stretch than that on her own. But for the most part, she needed to be right on me. And over the months, that became more and more challenging because she clearly needed sleep. And so I would stay in a darkened room with her for many hours during the day to try to help her relax and sleep. And I would nurse her and sometimes give her a bottle and a pacifier and hold her and just stay in a darkened room like that. And she could sleep off and on with all of those kinds of contacts and support. She had a very hard time going to sleep at night in particular, and it would often be a 2 or 3 hour project to get her to fall asleep for the night. And I would walk and walk and walk around the block and everywhere until she fell asleep.
Wow. You were really working hard.
It was very, very challenging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happened when you started Stay Listening? What did you do, and how did it go?
Well, she was about 4 months old, and at that point she had become quite a plump little baby, which was good. Initially, she had trouble nursing and was very thin, and so by the time she was 4 months old, I knew she wasn't hungry anymore, and after she had nursed or had her bottle, I stopped giving her the pacifier. I think pretty much over one weekend, we learned about Stay Listening and just decided that we were going to slow down and stop all of our efforts to keep her from crying and just slow down and hold her and let her cry. And so for me, it felt like too much. It didn't feel quite right to have her even on the bed next to me. I continued to hold her in my arms, but I didn't give her a pacifier and I didn't nurse her. And I didn't give her any kind of distraction. I didn't rock her. I didn't sing to her. And I just said, you're very safe. I'm right here with you. I want to hear all about how you feel. And she cried, I mean, just screamed and cried for an hour or more, I think, the first night, and then over the next nights it decreased. And after having these huge cries, she would fall into a deep, deep sleep. And that became the way that we would put her to sleep at night and for nap times after that. And she still, during the day, needed me to hold her to stay asleep. But she could go to sleep, and she could sleep more deeply. And at night, I could put her down after she fell asleep, and she could stay asleep without me for a good couple of hours, which was the first time since she was born that I had any time when I wasn't right with her.
Wow. Wow.
It also meant that my husband could put her to sleep because he was able to listen to her cry, although that was something that we didn't try until a little bit later because I wasn't quite ready for that.
Yeah. Good for you for pacing yourself and staying in touch with what you thought was right as a mom. Good for you.
Yeah.
So how did you stand her crying when you first started listening? I mean, clearly you hadn't wanted her to cry for a whole 4 months. You know, how did it affect you to hear her crying so hard?
Well, I think initially learning about your work gave me permission, and there was a way that I knew it. I could just feel that that was deeply right and that she really needed to cry. And I have had really big cries in my life that I could remember how good that was for me to do it. So I think that gave me the initial courage to be reminded of that. But then I needed to cry myself in order to keep doing it. And that was where having other mothers in particular, could have been fathers, but in my case it was mothers, who I could exchange listening time with. And I would often, after she fell asleep, go and make a phone call and have someone listen to me cry, because it was really painful. Her crying was really, I mean, it was really big terror and very intense to hear.
What's your guess as to what she might have been crying about? Any idea?
Well, you know, we never really knew for sure. She didn't have a traumatic birth. I mean, except I guess all birth is somewhat traumatic. But what my sense is that I was extremely anxious and scared during my whole pregnancy. And my feeling was that something about that experience brought her into the world in a state of fear. And I don't know for sure if that's what it was, but that was my guess, because there wasn't anything obvious to point to.
Your guess is the best one we've got going here. And how did things change once you started doing stay listening with her?
Well, we really have continued, sleep continued to be an issue for us. I think it's been the central challenge of my parenting. She's a year and a half old now. But stay listening continued to be the most important tool to helping her get to sleep and sleep deeply. And I noticed over time that I could leave her for longer stretches and that she would be okay sleeping without me. I did eventually, after trying for a few months to let her sleep on her own in a crib, I decided that I felt like she really just needed more physical contact than that. So I started co-sleeping with her again, which for our family was really right. And so I continue to listen to her cry in the night when she wakes up, and just use it whenever sleep really becomes a difficulty, and that happens off and on. But over the months, what I've really noticed is just a general relaxing of her little person. She makes a lot more eye contact now, and she laughs easily. And the really amazing thing is that in the last couple of months, she's gotten so that she can fall asleep on our bed alone in the evening. And so after she has her bottle, if she has anything she needs to cry about from the day, she'll cry about it then. But if she doesn't, she'll kiss me and she'll say, bye-bye, night-night. And I leave the room and she lies in the bed and talks to herself and plays and then eventually falls asleep within a few minutes.
Wow.
Which, I mean, if you had told me a year ago that that was going to be possible, I would never have believed it.
Wow. Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a little bit more about what you say to her while you're, you know, and listening is a big word, but it doesn't mean just being silent. It means really being very present and reassuring a child. So what are the kinds of things you say when she cries?
I tell her, the first thing that I always say is that I'm right here and I really want to hear about how you feel. And I love you very much and I'm keeping you safe. I'm watching over you to make sure you're safe. And it's so good that you know how to let your feelings out. You're so smart that you know how to do this. You're being very brave. And you can do this. I tell her that a lot. You can do this. Or I also sometimes tell her, you did it. You made it. You already did it, and you're here, and you're safe now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you sharing what you know how you've done with your daughter, so that other moms could learn from it. Is there any last thing you want to tell them?
I think that one of the things that's also just been important about it is how much I've relaxed about her feelings, and by watching her do well from crying, it's really turned me around on that issue, and I really can welcome her feelings now, and I can see just the wisdom as her fears roll off I can just see that this is what's right for her. And getting more relaxed myself has also been about getting my own listening time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a really important part of our process together.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only is my daughter more relaxed, but I'm more relaxed after doing this day listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very sweet, fun connection at this point, whereas in the beginning it was very marked by my worry.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much, Angela. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You sharing. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Yeah. And to those of you who have been listening, thank you very much for listening. And I hope you find these tools interesting and get the chance to try them sometime.